If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kind of Funny Games cast for Thursday, May 2nd, 2024. AKA your final episode of PS I Love You XOXO Volume 2. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside Leftover Poppy, superstar of the soccer world.
I wouldn't go that far.
New York Game Awards nominated future class blessing, Eddie Oyey Jr.
Good day, Greg.
Good day to you.
Or sad day.
It's a fine day. No, I'm not sad. Are you sad?
How
do you
really
feel? No. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, this is the last PS I Love You XOXO, but it's also just one of your daily games casts. If you missed the news and maybe haven't caught it all, what we announced over on Monday was an evolution of our content here at Kinda Funny. Basically, the fact that, hey, there are enough reviews, previews, great topics, brackets, all sorts of goofy episodes that we should be doing the Kinda Funny games cast every day. So that's what we're doing from now on. 10 a.m. is Kinda Funny Games Daily. 11 a.m. is the Kinda Funny Games cast, in noon, of course, are the streams, followed by afternoon podcasts if we have them. Kinda Funny is all about that there live podcast, those live shows you can watch, live talk shows all day long. And when we decided to move the games cast to a daily format, we said, well, what are we doing PS I Love You's and next casts on top of that? And really, I think that's going to be a big topic today here of PS I Love You, is the evolution of what Kind of Funny has become, what the games cast has been, what the industry has become in relation to a platform-specific show. But the long and short of it is that we said, no, we won't continue to do those. We will roll those into games casts. You will still get me and Blessing here on this amazing Andy Cortez PlayStation backdrop for the games cast. You will still get Mike in Paris and Gary occasionally over there talking Xbox on the games cast. The idea is giving you better headlines, better shows, the things we weren't able to do when it was, well, we have one games cast and then two platform shows. Mm. And as I said in the video, right, Bless, like, I've seen the audience say it. We knew it because we've been working on this change a long time. You saw PS I Love You and XCast really become, well, there are reviews happening that we need to talk about, that we want to talk about, that the audience wants to hear. So let's just do it on XCast and do it on PlayStation, which, when you're doing a third-party game on a platform-specific show, you really start to lose the identity of, like, well, what is that show?
Yeah, I think it starts to become a struggle, especially when there is so much to talk about. You know, like, yeah. We would get into weeks where it is, all right, what are we talking about on PS Love You this week? And it almost feels like we have to force PlayStation news to happen.
Yeah, 100%. You saw that a lot in the comments, right? Which I think we're a bit too far, but maybe not that far off base of. It almost feels like this is a chore. They have to do this show. Mm-hmm. And that's the world I come from of, like, well, we did, you know, for the success of Beyond was we were there every week, right? We were doing this thing. I really do feel like that's, again, the sacred bond we have with you, the listener or viewer, that we get to be part of your daily / weekly ritual. So if you are wanting that play, if you're wanting one show, it needs to be there when you want it there and you get in that rhythm. And when it isn't, you go find a new show and things can change.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, you know, when it comes down to, oh man, this week, you know, the games cast is going to be, like, Tales of Kinzera, PS Love You is going to be the Stellar Blade review, right? Like, that works out because Stellar Blade is an exclusive, but you get into those weeks where it is, all right, I guess we'll review a third-party game on XCast or a third-party game on PlayStation. I think on top of that, too, the ecosystem of video games has changed and shifted, and I put up a tweet essentially saying that, like PlayStation and Xbox are practically the same console in different fonts.
Sure.
And some people were like, no, they're very different, but it is different than what it was 10 years ago, right? When I first started listening to Beyond, of, oh yeah, so much of my time in the PlayStation ecosystem is defined by being in the ecosystem. You know, like, I get so many exclusive games, big or small. There's such, like, a difference between what it's like playing on a PlayStation 2 versus playing on an Xbox, or a PS3 versus playing on a 360. Where now, as we've move forward with things. I feel like how the industry has evolved, and also how we've just evolved as people that play video games. It's hard for me to be on a PlayStation podcast and talk about things as if, like, it is that segmented, you know? Like,
How many times have you been like, oh, I'm playing Balatro, I'm playing this, I'm playing on Steam Deck, yeah. I'm playing it over
like somebody,
here.
Like, half the games I'm requesting on for codes or whatever are on PC, or half the time I'm buying a game is on PC so I can play on the Steam Deck, so I can, like, play it in widescreen or whatever. And there are also so many of my favorite games and studios that are on Xbox, right? Like, Machine Games, when we talk about Wolfenstein coming up, or I guess not coming up, but future Wolfenstein or Indiana Jones, or we talk about Doom coming from id Software, we're talking about Bethesda Game Studios putting out whatever their next game is, not Starfield. I was gonna say Starfield, but you know. But like, you know,
Shattered Space right around the corner.
I might return or might not. But there's so Hellblade, for example, right? Of like a game that I love so much. I'm so looking forward to Hellblade 2. And I feel like so much of those conversations might as well just be, hey, let's just talk about a games cast, as opposed to me having to look from the other side of the pond being like, man, I wish I could get into those more in-depth conversations about those games that I really love. And I'm sure Mike and Paris and Gear, whoever, probably feel the same way sometimes.
You know, I think it's that putting what we say all the time into a magnifying glass, right? Of like, we talk about Kind of Funny being this 11-person independent operation, right? And so when you have these 11 incredibly talented people, let alone a Paris, a Gary, a Janet, a part-timer who comes through and helps us, right? When you start taking them and then go, well, you and I are this show. Mike and Gary are this show. Yes, we could go to those shows and do those things, but it reminds me of a long time ago, a conversation I was having with Damon Hatfield, and this is a long time ago at IGN, where I'd been on Scoop forever, and it was after Roper had left, and I'd taken over Beyond, and I was doing these things, and Damon was like, we were having a conversation about Scoop, and I wasn't like helping out as much as I used to, and he's like, I just feel like you're not all in on Scoop the way you were, and I'm like, well, I can't be, right? Like, I'm the only one who has PlayStation in their title, and I host this PlayStation show. Like, I need to be doing stuff there. And he's like, oh, that makes a lot of sense, right? It's the same thing here, where how many games or conversations could you or I or whoever be a part of, but you go, well, I have to make sure I have something for XCast. I have to have something for PS I Love You, right? And I think I don't want to say that there aren't places for platform-specific podcasts at all. There's so many great ones out there right now, right? It's just the idea of, the way Kind of Funny has evolved, and the way we really are like, shit, we are live talk shows, right? That's what you love, right, audiences? I see you popping off in the chat, super chatting already before I even ask you. You love being part of that dynamic. You love hearing the opinions. You love seeing different opinions, right? That's what I hear all the time. Like, we have all these people, so let's, instead of worrying about who's on the show in terms of like, well, they have to be there every week, let's reverse engineer the headline back from that. Let's talk about what we should be talking about, what the industry is talking about, and then plug those people into those conversations.
Yeah.
And that's the thing where it's like, spoilers, I'm still the PlayStation guy. I'm always going to be the PlayStation guy. I'm still playing everything on PlayStation. I have a whole bunch to say about Fallout 76 and then the heartbreak of looking at Starfield and blah, blah. Like, that is still who I am. That's what I'm going to do. Even though you play a lot of PC stuff, you're still going to be playing things on PlayStation. Mike is still the Xbox guy. Like,
But even for myself, right? Like, I think I'm the PlayStation guy because I'm on PS Love You, right? And because I do play a lot of games on PlayStation.
Yeah.
Another thing I mentioned in that, in my tweet that I put up, is that like, I love Nintendo stuff just PlayStation stuff, right? And like, I've always felt bummed out when we would be on KFGD and there's an Xbox topic and people would dismiss my opinion because of the Xbox topic. And I bought an Xbox One. Like, I have an Xbox Series X. Like, I've played plenty of Xbox games however I do it, right? Like, I didn't have a PS1 growing up. I didn't have a Super Nintendo or a GameCube growing up. But that doesn't mean I dislike those platforms.
Yeah, of course.
I don't have opinions about those platforms. And, you know, again, like, I think from the way we talk about the industry evolving, right? Like, I would say for me as a player, I've evolved too. So I might be putting it too much, but like, I have separated out my gaming time between different things in a way where, sure, like, I can be on a PlayStation podcast and make that my beat, but I almost feel like I'm excited for the beats that we adapt as we just do Gamescast generally, because again, I'll play stuff on PlayStation, but also I almost feel like my beat at this point becomes more, well, I like difficult action games or Souls games. I like fighting games. You know, I like puzzle games. I feel like that is more of a exciting beat to have as like, oh, in a way that I can contribute more in that way, as opposed to be like, all right, I'm just going to talk about PlayStation, and in a sphere where it feels like PlayStation, like just focusing on PlayStation, or just focusing on Xbox, or just focusing on Nintendo, is almost becoming a moot point because so much of it is becoming similar and crossed over with each other.
Yeah, yeah. And again, I think you can, for us and what we've been talking about, right, it is looking at what's the last year of content has been with these crossover previews, reviews. It has been. Yeah, I saw, we already have a whole bunch of super chats, right? There's one here from Sky who says, PS I Love You XOXO was a huge part of my gaming life, and episodes always seem to drop at just the right time. Gonna miss the unhinged bracket episodes. Thank you all. I assure you, you will get unhinged bracket episodes on Gamescast. And I think that's for me where it's like, yesterday with the XCast, you know, it's so hard with as fast as the life, our lives move and decisions move and both what's happening here professionally and what's happening personally outside of it, right? Yesterday, watching the XCast afterwards when Mike came out and hugged everybody and then listening in, I was like, right, it's a different experience for Mike. That was his first platform pod, his first podcast, right, that he was doing and he was in charge of and yada, yada, yada. And Mike's going to be just as big, well, he's going to be even bigger part of the Gamescast than he has been in the past, but in terms of an XCast, just as big of a part of Gamescast, right? But it's that thing for me where, first off, this is the second time PS I Love You has died, right? But it is also that, you know, I said goodbye to Beyond and thought I always knew the door was open to doing another PlayStation podcast, but starting our own thing, we started with Gamescast, right? Where I was, we'll talk about everything and we'll still be the PlayStation people and yada, yada, yada. And then the audience clamored enough that we, Colin and I were like, okay, cool, let's do PS I Love You, right? Colin leaves, we shut that down. And then the idea of what the DNA of Beyond was, because we stole that for PS I Love You, then becomes Games Daily. And you, it's funny now to be sitting here talking about Gamescast being live or every day and thinking about, well, that's what happened to PS I Love You the first time, where it evolved into Games Daily of like, well, let's cover everything and talk about the news and do that thing. And I think at the time, again, that made perfect sense. And at the time, again, I think the Gamescast could exist as a weekly Game Scoop style podcast. That is just, hey, we are giving you what we've been playing. This is the thing, da 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 da. But again, as we talk about in this show and every other show, right, the fact that now it's just a fucking fire hose of content getting hit with games, amazing games, week after week, day after day, that you, we're at this point where it's just, you look at it and it's like, well, I need there, I can't put even half of these games into the headline they need to be and have the conversation they need, and then they get buried or they do this and do that, right? It's so much more important to be able to surface those conversations and go back. And like, you know, again, evolve PS I Love You XCast into that Gamescast thing. And I'm super excited for that, but it also means that I'm just not sad because you and I are going to do this again in, in multiple times a week, right? Let alone Games Daily, let alone whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's the thing I'm most excited for is that these conversations are still going to happen. And in fact, I think having five Gamescasts a week even might make it so that even more of these conversations are going to happen, right? Like we have more
dude, that's the biggest thing
to work with
when fucking there, when PlayStation is back to firing on all cylinders and has a million things happening and news and this, that, the other, like Games Daily will be those news stories, Gamescast will be those, hey, previews or reviews or whatever they're going to be, right, of what we've been doing over there, rather than us being like, shit, fuck, okay, well, how do we pit God of War and Last of Us against each other again for a headline kind of thing, you know what I mean? However, it is impressive that this is episode 216 of PS I Love You.
Hey, 216 area code, was it?
What is that, Cleveland?
Yeah.
Okay.
20, 217 is Champaign. We almost got there.
573, neighbors. Missouri, what up? That's a lot of episodes.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you all about that, but first, of course, I'll tell you that, remember, this is the Kind of Funny Games cast. Each and every weekday, we get together to talk about the biggest topics in video games, reviews, previews, you name it, we're gabbing about it live on YouTube, Twitch, and podcast services around the globe. If you love what we do, please support us with the Kind of Funny membership on Patreon or YouTube to get all of our shows ad-free, watch us record them live, and get a daily exclusive show. Greg White. For a chance to be part of this show live as we record it, submit your thoughts as YouTube super chats as we go. I'll toss a few more in here, right? Street Shadow said, from Beyond to PS I Love You, XOXO 1.0 and 2.0. I loved it all. Thank you. Only wish would have to bring in more guests like Mystic Ryan to chat PlayStation with the crew. I'm not familiar with Mystic Ryan.
I don't know Mystic Ryan.
I'll look into Mystic Ryan because, again, we are still chatting PlayStation every day on Gamescast. Don't worry about that.
No, we're never talking about PlayStation ever again.
Fuck it's you, over. You PC dork. Sky wrote in and said on the Super Chats, PS I Love You was a huge part of my gaming life and episodes. Oh, I already did that one. Sorry. Aaron says, I found PS I Love You XOXO right as COVID hit. Been watching ever since. Thank you, crew, for all the laughs and great discussions these past 4 years. Kebab says, I pronounce PSILY as silly. With a silent P.
I like that. Silly.
Silly. Huh. I get it. Yeah.
I like, I'm sad we never did
that. We should have fucking known. Well, kebabs, why'd you wait this long to tell us that's what you did? Outrageous. And then right now, the final super chat. I want more. I want memories. Comes from Kevin, who says, I'll miss the show. I'm from Ohio. Discovered all the content in 2019 on Spotify. Been a fan since. Thank you all so much. I'll miss the end of the year ranks. I assure you, we are going to fucking milk the shit out of end of the year stuff at the end of this. We were just talking about this yesterday in one of the meetings. The smileys.
The company smileys.
Yeah. You guys did that as a stream and it was a great idea and it was super successful. Like, oh shit, we should have done that differently. Mm. But again, where would we have put that back when we were like, well, Gamescast once a week, but then do you flood it for 1 week and you do this thing? Like, we can be nimble now. Do even more stuff, which again is what the company's all about.
I was thinking about this morning. Like, I was about to like send a thing in one of our Slacks of like an idea for the end of year awards. But I was like, well, we can probably get there when we get to the end of the year. I don't have to like, play it right now. But it was the thing of like,
put in the, you got the tab. There's the tab on the Google Doc.
And I'll put it out there, not with like the idea of we're going to do it, because this is literally coming from my brain. I'm not talking to anybody about it. But it's like, with 5 episodes a week, we could do a top 25 and make every episode for the first week of January, like building up towards like the top 5s each. Right. So like Monday would be 25 through 20. Tuesday would be 20 to 15.
Like, so expand the thing where we vote with Barrett?
Expand the top 10, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But like, we have a way to do things like that.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I'm excited to see whatever we do for Game of the Year.
Me too. That's amazing. Super Bloodborne Live says, Mystic, Ryan, and Greg would be such an effective show.
Bears, like, we're not going
to show wouldn't get canceled if it was those two. I love Blessing. Blah, blah, blah. Mystic, Ryan, we'll look into who this person is and see about bringing them out. Some housekeeping for you. Of course, Kind of Funny is an 11-person small business. It's all about live talk shows. Today, you've already gotten the question, is Shadow of the Erdtree the end of Elden Ring on Kind of Funny Games Daily, which you can catch on YouTube and podcast services. Up next, we have a sponsored hour of Pac-Man, Mega Tunnel, Battle Chomp Champs, and then it's Nick's Nuzlocke stream rolls on YouTube and Twitch, which has a marathon stream on Friday. It will be Nick marathoning his Nuzlocke stream trying to beat the Elite Four. If you're a Kind of Funny member, today's Greg Way is all about if you should wait for the major update to start Starfield. You can get Planet of the Apes in review this afternoon and tomorrow on YouTube podcast services. And the May premium Patreon item has been revealed. It is a Kind of Funny Helldivers poster. Barrett, show the people. It's for democracy. You know how much we love Helldivers here. You know how much I love Helldivers. The best friends need you. An amazing piece of Helldiver/Kind of Funny art. Go over there right now on patreon.com/Kind of Funny. You can support us at the premium tier to get that there Helldiver poster. So many nice little things. Because at a glance, it just looks like a Helldiver poster.
Yeah.
And then you start looking and you see the smileys. You see the face on the visor. You see the best friends, obviously. The nitro rifle in the back there.
Oh, in the background, too. Yeah. That's sick.
Don't support Andy. Support us. Don't worry about him. Don't do that. Milk Mommy there, too. That's nice. I like that a lot.
I love that.
Thank you for making our dreams a reality, Patreon producers. Carl Jacobs, Fargo, Brady, and Delaney Twining. Today, we're brought to you by Aura Frames. We'll tell you about that later. For now, let's start with topic of the show. Goodbye, PS I Love You XOXO. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, if you're watching live, I want your YouTube super chats for your favorite memories. But where I want to actually start isn't with a memory in terms of like, oh, hey, this happened on the show. That one time, Greg beat Janet, got his trophy. You know, no big deal. Don't worry about it.
What'd you beat her in?
Fantasy Critic, you might remember.
That was a weird one, though. Also, was that I think it was. It was PSLB versus XCast.
Yeah, I fucking went on the show. Yeah. I mean, was she here because of the show? Everybody come down.
I mean, I feel like there's
It's the final
collusion.
Show. Why are you doing this to me?
I feel like, you know, maybe.
We're never, all three of us are never going to work together again.
Yeah.
Why are you being
and
this
we're never
to
allowed
me?
To talk about PlayStation on this channel after this.
Like, did you deserve that victory, though?
I did.
Yeah, that victory is definitely.
I'm getting another one right now. I'm cruising right now. Another
victory. Still early in the year. Wait for Microsoft Flight Simulator to come out. That's the real reason we're ending.
Blessing, the thing about PS I Love You XOXO, Volume 2, 216 episodes, including today, right? Mm-hmm. Launched in January 2020 when we hired you. We only brought it back because you wanted it back. Why did you want it back?
I would think. I think. It was because I was such a big fan already, right? Of like beyond PS Love You before, or PS Love You before this version, right? Like for me, it was a lot about the memories and nostalgia. And like, again, I had to go back to being in 2013, right? Where I had a PlayStation. I was obsessed with like the games that I could play on my PlayStation. And I think it must have been Last of Us that was the door into finding Beyond. Like being so excited for Last of Us and like starting to listen to the spoiler cast, watching the review on IGN, listening to like people, you guys talk about it on Beyond. And then from there, just like falling in love with podcasts in general, right? Like it's, I think I want to say Beyond for sure was my first podcast that I had listened to and got into.
Yeah.
And so like it started there, right? But then yeah, hopping over to Kind of Funny, listening to the Kind of Funny content. And then yeah, PSLW being started back up or started up the first time. And that being such an exciting thing for me because there was, even though I like, you know, I just spent the first probably half of the show talking about how the ecosystem changed, it doesn't feel as like things are as different or as separate as they were before. Listening to PS I Love You was such a good, oh man, I am only getting very specific PlayStation talk in a way that's exciting.
Yeah.
Listening to people talk about games like Severed, listening to folks talk about things like Patapon or Peace Walker or Freedom Wars or things that like, well, what was the one that like the indie, it was a PlayStation published thing. It was like a theater style, the Puppeteer.
Puppeteer.
I don't think I would have heard anybody else talk about Puppeteer in that way.
Yeah.
Or Freedom Wars or any of these games.
Yeah.
And so it was really cool to kind of get this peek into getting deeper into the PlayStation ecosystem and being exposed to these things that like I might not have been aware of on that level.
Yeah.
I mean, that was such a special thing. And when Peace I Love You went away, I missed that, right? Like that was a thing that I don't want to say it was like a gap in the Kind of Funny content or whatever, because Kind of Funny was still killing it up until the like PS Love You came back. But I definitely missed that and wanted to bring it back. And it being Beyond and PS I Love You, the first version being so important to me in my podcast career, like it was just a dream to be able to do that. And I think for me, one of the big things too, when I talk about Beyond being my first podcast in general, it was also the thing that kind of awakened me of, oh wait, this is the thing I can do.
Yeah.
You know, at the time I was going to University of Illinois and I was, you know, trying to figure out what I wanted to do with my life. My first major was graphic design. And very quickly I was like,
my passion is graphic design.
Yeah. Very quickly I was like, my passion is not graphic design. Like, I am not great at this. You know, I had to take drawing 101 and I got a D in drawing 101 because my drawing skills were terrible. And like,
well, I mean, it's 101. That's where you should be learning, right?
Yeah. But I mean, I still got a D, which should
fair enough
tell you a lot. And if I wanted to keep doing that major, I would have to like get in, I would have to finish drawing 102. But to get to drawing 102, I need at least a C. And so I was like, well, I'm not ready to take drawing 101. I'm going to do communication because it's general enough and like I could see myself being into media. And I think around then is when I started to get into IGN and podcasts. And having that third eye be opened of, oh, I can podcast about video games. And that was Beyond that opened that up for me, right? Like, oh, I can work in video games, make this my full-time thing. That is such an exciting prospect for me. Like, I am in love with that idea. Because it was just it's what I like doing anyway, talking
sure.
to my friends about video games and, you know, talking to my friends about like why they should be hyped about this PlayStation thing coming out, or, you know, having my friend Stevie tell me all about Final Fantasy VII. Like that was, it was such the perfect fit. It took a while for me to get there in terms of like actually making content that felt like it could get me into the industry. Cause 2013 is when I started listening. Around 2015, when Kind of Funny started, is when I realized that I could just do it myself. Like,
wait a second, these guys are idiots. I can do this.
Like, I had focused in on media and stuff as a as a focus of a major.
Yeah.
When I learned about IGN and Beyond and started listening and stuff, but yeah, it was Kind of Funny starting that made me go, oh man, what if I just started podcasting? And so I started a podcast with my homie Huey, and we would just talk about whatever. And then 2016, I moved to Seattle. And through the Kind of Funny Facebook group, found some people. Shout out to Alex Van Aken, who now works at Game Informer.
Yep.
Shout out to Moises Tavares, who now works at Kotaku. But I found this group of people that wanted to make content together, and I started OK Beast, and it became this thing. We became consistent with it because I'll listen to you guys talk about, hey, if you want to do this, you got to be consistent with
gotta
it.
Got to be there.
And so I was doing it every single week. And as I did that, once I got the opportunity to do Kind of Funny Up and Comers, it was a conversation of, okay, if what would you want to do? What show would you want to bring back for Kind of Funny? For me, the answer was so easy because Beyond is what started it all.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, like, it was an easy pick for me.
Blessing, really quick, why did you stop continuing content with Huey, and why didn't you introduce, his brothers, Louie and Dewey, to,
good
like,
one.
All
nailed
make,
it. Nailed
all
it.
Make
oh,
content?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a good point. It's because I moved. it's the actual reason, because I moved from Champaign to Seattle.
So then my question for you is, I've asked you that question before. It's funny. I went back and listened to episode one of PS I Love You XOXO Volume 2. You're very much on point. You're more eloquent now, but we'll get to that in a second. My question now here at the end of Volume 2 is, did it do what you wanted?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think the thing I liked most about this run of PS I Love You is that even in the midst of having KFGD and having Gamescast and having other shows, I remember when you were bringing me on, one of the conversations that we had, I think, over lunch and with Tim is like, how do we make PS I Love You feel different from KFGD and also Gamescast, right? Video game news is all covered on KFGD. General topics are all covered on Gamescast. Can we make a new version of PS I Love You feel distinct enough? And I think it might have took a little bit to get there, but when PS I Love You was firing on all cylinders, I think it truly was there. Like, this was, I think, at many points, the show I was looking forward to doing the most, just for the fact of it was us preparing a thing. We were the most, I think me and you were probably the most in tune with, like, preparing a document and actually planning out topics and actually being like, yo, let's prep a thing. And I don't know, like, I think there's something that has always been very special about that. I think that's going to continue with Gamescast as we've been like sitting down and doing our meetings and all that stuff. But yeah, like, I think it had so much identity through that. Bringing on Janet really helped even like propel that further in terms of PS I Love You building its own identity and its own dynamic and us getting into really nerdy PlayStation conversation. And yeah, I for sure think it got there. What about you?
Oh my God, 100%. You know, I think, again, that was the challenge of bringing the show back is what you just nailed. Mm-hmm. We already have Games Daily and we already have Gamescast. You come back and it's such a success story, right? Of you're the first up-and-comer class. You came, we got you to come work here on your up-and-comer. You said that. Why not? Let's go. That's a fun thing. And then, of course, you know, down the road of eventually getting Mike and Gary to go start Xcast. But it was the idea of how do you differentiate, right? And again, for me, that was a bit of a quagmire in the way, like I said, right? Or like Beyond evolves into PS I Love You, PS I Love You evolves into Games Daily. And so to then go backwards to a degree, how do you make PS I Love You this? And I had a conversation before we announced this change, but I think also telltale of the change with somebody on Twitter who hit me up and was like, respectfully, like, yo, you originally pitched PS I Love You as like this magazine to the newspaper that is Games Daily. I don't feel that. And I was like, you really don't? Like, you know, from my magazine journalism days, right? Of like, you know, when you're building a magazine, you have these appetizers in the front, the short little things that are, you know, getting there and you get larger and larger. Then you get to the main course, which is your cover story, your middle of the magazine. And then you start doing the dessert courses to get smaller and smaller on the way out, right? And so for me, although the show's changed, you know, modularly throughout of it, right? Again, you go back and look at everything we had in episode one. Like, I forgot all about, like, we used to open with what have you been playing, right? Mm-hmm. You had no nickname. We're into the news. We had that 104 PSN games.
Dude, I think about that often.
I never think about that.
Like, we were like playing a game every week that we're going to come and talk about on PS Lovey. That was just randomly picked from the drop that they used to on the PlayStation blog. And I think back to how many random games I played in 2020.
Yeah, of course.
I played Graveyard Keeper for some reason.
And again, like, that's what I think this show was designed as and what it was supposed to be and how do you differentiate? Well, it's like, well, if we're going to be playing the big stuff and reviewing on Gamescast, how do we play something and talk about it here? Mm-hmm. So it was these smaller things. And again, to your point of like, the systems are so similar now in 2024, right? There is that thing. And I'm not, again, like, I'm not at all saying I think platform-specific podcasts and audiences are dead. Mm-hmm. Of course not. That'd be a silly fucking thing to say. You see the success of Beyond, of Sacred Symbols, right? Of McCaffrey's Xbox show that I always want to call Three Red Lights. Thank you. God damn it. I'm just so old, I want to say Three Red Lights, right? But it's like, for the way we were making content at Kind of Funny and what we do with it, to go down those roads of like, is the Graveyard Keeper thing facilitating the conversations we want to have and folks want to hear. Mm-hmm. And so it was that thing where I was like, this is a fun, goofy idea, right, of playing games nobody's heard of, but I don't think necessarily people wanted to hear about those games, period. And so what it is just, it's a fine, it's a whatever. I'm putting it here, I'm putting it there, da-da-da-da. It's like, okay, well, moving it around and go. But back to my magazine thing, like, we still had that here at the final gasps of PS I Love You, right, where you have, all right, let's get into a PSN message, here's topic of the show, and here's something to get you out. And it, so it was there and it was doing it, but again, like, is that the best use of our time for in the limited time 11 people have to use this one space to do that one thing? And like, I know I talked about this a bit on the announcement town hall with Tim, but like, when you talk about the team we've built out there, you talk about the way Kind of Funny has evolved. I mean, let alone from your 4 years here since 2020, but like in the 9 years of it, right? And like, when Tim and I were off on our own, like planning what was going to become Coco this year, and there was this, well, you know, Tim's always like, oh, just blow it all up. What if we blew it all up? What's the right call? And I was like, and I don't know who said it, but we both got there of like Gamescast every day, right? Like there's so many topics, so many reviews. We could do this. We could kill it. It'd be great. When we, Tim, if you remember in Coco, the content conference we did, like half-heartedly said that. And remember, do you remember this? Yeah. Where he's like, well, if we really, like, something Greg and I have kicked around, but it's not, like, if we really wanted to, it would be games daily, and then it'd be games cast, and then it would be streams. And I'll never forget you said, well, why aren't we doing that? Mm-hmm. And it was like, let's fucking go. Like, you know what I mean? Of like, again, like, let's talk about the team we have out there and the vision we have as a company. That we can sit there and be like, literally nothing is sacred. Like, this show, the PS I Love You, right? That is the, you know, the evolution of Beyond, which is the whole reason all of this shit exists, right? Is because Jeremy Dunham, Chris Roper, and Jeff Haynes were like, we're going to go do a PlayStation podcast, Greg. Come on. I'm like, all right. You know what I mean? This kick us off that way. Like, to be able to be like, that doesn't fit who we are right now. And it doesn't fit the conversations it seems our audience wants us to have, right? Like, we want to be that ESPN network to a degree. And I know not many of your sports fans, but like, you know what I mean? Where it is that you can go through and have these conversations. And I think you put it eloquently earlier, right? Of like, you're not the PlayStation guy. You're the Puzzle Poppy. You're the Souls guy. They're the genres that people come to you to know about, right? And I think that is where this is more than ever. And I think I am still the PlayStation guy, right? Like, I'm requesting a code for Ghost of Tsushima PC. Do I give a flying fuck how it looks on a PC? Of course not. I just want to see how this PlayStation app works and what the trophies are and how to, you know what I mean? And like, yeah, I'll be on fucking Gamescast talking about that one aspect of it. You know what I mean? And that works and that makes sense. And I think that is the power of where we are now. And to go back to January 2020, to episode one and starting the show and seeing you do it, like, I know people can imagine, but I don't think you know until you sit here and do this as long as I have and now as long as you have, right? Mm-hmm. But like, you were thrown in the deep end. And that's how we do everything at Kind of Funny, because there is no minor league. There is no go train to do this, right? But you were tossed in not only on the Games Daily front, which is funny because in episode one, I'm like, how's day one? And you're like, I've only done Games Daily. Yeah. You know, I don't know what I've done yet. But like, to see you grow and see you evolve and see how, like, it's one of those things of like, I think it sounds insulting and I don't want to say it. And this is to Kind of Funny, not to you, or I guess the product really. But I feel like Kind of Funny's vision has outgrown this show and outgrown Game XCast. And again, I wholeheartedly expect and imagine one day the vision will shift and the industry will change and it will make sense. And maybe the team's bigger and it makes sense suddenly to be like, yeah, we should do PlayStation, Xbox, and Nintendo shows, right? But we did them in a way that gave you so many at-bats. And so it wasn't by design to do that. But the fact that, and I've said it to you privately, I think many a time in your meetings or whatever, of how good you are at this, and not that you were ever bad at it, but again, like, I got to come on at GameScoop 22 or whatever, right, and start working my way through. And to use the Beyond analogy, right, like when Roper got laid off of IGN and I took over Beyond, that was in the late 90s, middle 90s of the episodes, not the years. Mm-hmm. I'm not that old. And I remember episode 150 being the one where we debuted the logo and I had Beyond shirts and it was me, Colin, and Clements. And it was like such a statement of like, we finally have this. And that's 50 episodes, right? So I've always talked about like getting your groove in a podcast takes so much time. And I think you and I had it from the beginning to a degree, but I do think there was that, you know, you were coming in like so many people would, of you're coming in from the audience, you're coming in as a fan, you're sitting down, and I have to imagine, tell me if I'm out of school, that there's like a moment of like, I'm fucking on this show with Greg, and like, okay, I don't want to sound dumb.
That was legit probably the first year and a half of me working here.
And I mean, and again, so like, if you're an audience member and you need to know how great Bless is, think about that in his head for a year and a half, and think about the fact that 2.5 fucking months in, COVID hits. And suddenly he's locked in a room and suddenly we're all learning how to podcast through Discord windows. Mm-hmm. Like, the fact that you are so outstandingly good at podcasting is a testament to how good you were before, but more the fact that like you've been tried by fire here. I think at every turn of coming onto a show you respected, but being put in right there, like, cool, you're going, right? And then on top of that, hey, now you're working from home and now we're coming back and da da da. And it's like, You can even toss in, of course, then I was in 2021, right? Like, peace for 3 months, by the way. I'm having a baby. And like this show has been great at evolving and changing and doing it and having that PlayStation motif and giving us a place to play. And like you said, the document and doing stuff and being outside of the box of, well, the previews are supposed to be over there and the news is supposed to be over here. We have to be creative with this show in a way. And I think the creativity of it was fun for us and fun for the audiences. I've seen so many super chats come through and say that, right? But it also then gives it a weird feel of, I don't know if the mission statement of PS I Love You is ever super clear to everybody. You know what I mean? Because again, we think holistically of our content, but there are people who, oh, I love PlayStation, and they pop in and it's like, well, why aren't they diving into seven news stories? Well, it's like, we did that this morning. You know what I mean? There's that push and pull of it all. I think the show's accomplished everything it did, which was to be a fun PlayStation place. And I'm so thankful for you for bringing it back.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't have brought it back on my own, you know?
Yeah. I think, I mean, somewhere in this document for this episode, there was the question of, and maybe it was favorite memories, or maybe it is part of like, did it become what we wanted it to be? And at my desk, as I was like doing the quick skim through of the doc to make sure I knew what was coming in here and talking about, as I was going through the Rolodex in my brain of what my answers might be to this question, one of the ones was talking about like just improve everything you're talking about right now, right? Like my growth from the beginning until here and my confidence growing from the beginning to here. Cause like, I remember the first KFGD we did in this studio, right? Like I broke into tears. And part of that was everything you're talking about where like, not only was I nervous for maybe like a year and a half to 2 years of like working at Kinda Funny because it's everything you're talking about.
Yeah.
It is me being on the show that I grew up listening. It is me, you know, sitting across from Greg Miller. It is also me in front of the biggest audience that I've ever been in front of, right? Like I was putting out OKB's podcast episodes to what, like 100 people probably per week. And that is a different, the chemistry that I had with the OKB's folks is different from the chemistry I had with the Kinda Funny folks. And I had to build that chemistry. And
that's so hard.
You know, like it was like kind of trying to step into a friend group that has been together forever.
Been established for just a little bit of time.
Yeah. And it's not like you naturally came in, you were hired to be a part of this friend group. And so now I'm like, all right,
don't
like
fuck it up.
How do I do all this? And like, on top of that, I'm filling in big shoes, right? Cause it is PS I Love You. And I know I'm filling in shoes that are, it's Greg and Colin, right? Which is like, when I listen to Beyond and I listen to PS I Love You, I view that as like the, oh, this is the PlayStation dynamic duo. Like it doesn't get bigger than this as far as PlayStation podcasts. And so me sitting here for the first however long, and then it being work from home, and then it being a ton of stuff, right? It was the George Floyd protest. It was me being just put on camera constantly. And like, I don't want to sound like I'm like blaming Kinda Funny or whatever, because like y'all just hired me, right? Like, yo, this is what you're supposed to do. Like the trial by fire aspect was so stressful in the first couple years of doing it. And like I think getting to sit in this studio for the first time and do KFGD and feel like, I think it was both the, oh man, thank God I'm finally out of my house and I'm around people doing this, but it was also kind of feeling the energy of like, oh, like I am a different podcaster than I was when I first started here or when I last sat and did a podcast across from Tim or did a podcast in front of you, right? Like it felt different in energy. I think so much of that just came from the growth in like the confidence step that I felt in myself to be able to sit here and do this and like talk about PlayStation and feel like I'm getting to own those conversations in a way. And I coming in, one of the things I was most nervous about was not being like the PlayStation knowledgeable guy. Cause of course I've had a past PlayStation. I played like so many PlayStation games. I love my PlayStation,
thanks, Addison.
Right? Shout out to Addison. But, you know, like, I was coming in here being like, well, I'm not as smart as Colin. So, like, what am I going to do? Like, it's like, you know, people are expecting to have that level of dynamic. And I'm like, flat out, I don't know as much shit as Colin when I'm talking about PlayStation stuff.
Yeah.
And so am I able to step into that role? And when I think back to, let's say, 2022 of finally starting to build, I guess, my own sort of mind palace of PlayStation shit, where it's like, oh wait, no, like I know what I'm talking about. Like, oh shit, yeah, like there's the 10 PlayStation fucking live service games. I'm sure I can pinpoint this shit, right? Like there, I think, I don't know when that switch flipped. I don't know what happened. I don't know if it was.
It's all about those at bats, man. That's what I'm talking about. When I was, I remember distinctly being on an IGN AFK podcast, which was a different podcast they did that they don't think they haven't done. Even when I was there, they hadn't done it in a decade for the most part. I mean, by the time I left, I guess. Anyways, I was on it, and I remember being so in my head about breathing into the microphone and then also do I really know what I'm saying? That I didn't say anything. And at the end, the host was like, and Greg, thanks for coming, because I said jack shit. I didn't help him at all on the thing. And it was that thing of like, that's crazy. And then, yeah, for you to be tossed in, and for, again, the way it works here, right? Like, remember, you were the first games hire. Yeah. Like, you were the first person that we hired. Like, you're a host pretty much, right? Like, sure, we had hired Joey before, but she's doing back end stuff for the most part. Yeah, we've hired Andy, but he started his graphic design and this, that, the other. Like, it was like, you were somebody we hire, like, all right, cool, make the shows, go make shows.
Yeah. And like, I appreciate the trust too. Yeah. Right. Like, I'm still, sometimes I am surprised when I think back to, damn, they saw me and they were like, oh, that's the guy we want to bring and hire at kind of funny and allow to like help bring back PS Love, or like, you know, bring back PS Love You because he wants to do it. The fact that you guys wanted to do that with me is such an honor. And like, again, I hope for you, I'm sure for you, right? Like, where we're at with the show today, even though we're ending the show today.
It's evolving.
Yeah. Like, I hope that this is what you envisioned it to be. Or I hope at the very least, like, we were able to attain those heights as a PlayStation podcast.
100%. Yeah. And again, I think that's what's shocking about it, I think, is that, again, you go back to the conversations of you wanted to start it, we're hiring you. Okay. Let's go. Well, how can we make it different? We did. And I think that, again, that is obviously going to be not everybody's cup of tea or whatever, but it was the fact that in the pantheon of what we were doing, it couldn't be Beyond and it couldn't be Volume 1 PS I Love You. So what is it going to be because of the way the company had changed? Mm. And I think it had its own unique, independent, this is what it's going to be. And it was the goofy shit. I know, you know, people going through, it's way gone there, and I have super chats over here still to get to. But somebody, of course, shouted out, like, I think it was Cameron Kennedy, if it was you, sorry. But it was like, I loved the era that was the three of them with Janet here, right? And it was like, yeah, like that was a special time. And full disclosure, like, I didn't ask Janet to be on this one because I wanted to wind it down, you and me, the way we started it. But that's one of the reasons I wanted Janet booked, like, within, like, I think it was two weeks ago.
Yeah,
2 weeks ago I had her on because I wanted her to be here one more time through that or whatever. Because Janet is a fantastic podcaster presenter. I you know how much I love Janet. Mm-hmm. But like, when she got here and took over, like, I had so much joy listening to those PS I Love Yous from home with Ben, right? And then to come back and keep her on and suddenly change the dynamic of the show and have it roll the three of us, like, that was a great time too. Let alone then getting back here and having it be, you know, what she wound out at the end of the year, right? So we've had 4 months here of you and me getting to do this victory lap because we've known this is coming. Mm-hmm. We just didn't know when it was coming. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's funny, like, when I see tweets or comments that are people being like, oh man, I miss Janet. Like, this isn't the people. Being like, this isn't the same without Janet, of course, that comes off rude, but I read that, I'm like, I agree. Like, yeah. I think Janet, of course, like, me and you are me and you, right? But, like, I love Janet being on the show so much. And I think, like, you know, having those months where it was just us two and you were off during parental leave and we had to figure it out and build that dynamic. For me, I know this is probably, like, you know, hyperbole in a way, and like, allow me to be hyperbolic, but
you're allowed to be hyperbolic on your last episode of the show.
But like, for me, I looked at me and Janet the way that like I envisioned like Greg and Colin back during Beyond, right? Where I'm like, oh, this works, like this dynamic works, like sure. We have like me and Janet have like a shared sort of like sense of humor. I think Janet's hilarious. I don't think I've said that on a show because I'm bad at giving people their flowers when they're still on, but like Janet will crack jokes. And like, we would move on talking, but I'm thinking like, dude, that was so fucking funny what she just said. And I don't know if people caught I forget what game we were talking about where she's like, that shit is a 2-pack of ass. And we did, like, I remember you laughing at that and me being like, damn, that is so fucking funny.
Yeah.
Like, that's such a fucking funny thing to say. But also like, she was somebody who's willing to keep it real. And I think people underestimate how hard that is on a PlayStation podcast to come out and be like, oh yeah, Uncharted is overrated. Oh, like, let me like be able to keep it real about PlayStation. Well,
first off, I mean, that's a fucking dumb opinion, but okay.
But like, you know, I try to retain that. And I think, you know, I even as I started with my what I was talking about earlier in this episode of me, even like trying to like not back off of the being a PlayStation guy thing, but more so me trying to double down on like, yo, I think for me, I like PlayStation. I play on PlayStation my whole life, right? But like, you know, I think there are so many different avenues you can take for talking about games. My goal is to keep it as real as possible. But even knowing that, right? Like, there are some times where I'm like, all right, I'm not going to shit on PlayStation about this thing right now because I know like I want to make sure I'm saving that for the right time, so maybe I'll do this out of another part of this conversation. Like, you get what I'm talking about. Janet doesn't give a fuck. And the fact that she's like, you know, she is willing to keep it real at all times, be willing to be like, hey, if comments want to hate on me for like hating on PlayStation or being critical of PlayStation, listen, fucking go for it. I am here to speak the truth. I am here to be real. I am not here
speak
to
speak her truth.
Speak her truth.
Because again, Uncharted, not overrated.
She might have been right about that. But like, you know, I think that makes for such a good dynamic, especially for when it was the three of us. Because you have Greg Miller as the PlayStation guy who's been PlayStation podcasting for over a decade.
PlayStation VR2's biggest fan.
Yeah. You have me, and I think who's probably somewhere in the middle, and then you have Janet, who's like, listen, I'll talk all the shit you need me to. And I feel like it just made for a really good energy and a really good flow. And I think, you know, when we first brought on Janet, that was like the key. That was like the, oh, snap. All right, we got something here. Like, this is taking it to another level. So shout out to Janet.
Shout out to Janet, indeed. And of course, shout out to everybody who supports us with the Kinda Funny membership. Of course, we're an 11-person independent operation making way too many shows because we love making them and you love listening to them. If you love what we do, please consider supporting us with that membership on Patreon or YouTube to get all of our shows ad-free, to get the ability to watch us record the afternoon podcast live as we record them, and get my daily exclusive multimedia experience known as Greg Way. Guess what, though? You're not using your Kinda Funny membership benefits, so here's a word from our sponsor. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. How do I, Greg Miller from Kinda Funny, know so much about Aura? Because I just gave Jen one for her birthday. I used the QR code on the box to preload it with photos of her and Benny. And when she booted it up for the first time, she got to see a sweet little message from me. I like this frame so much that I am actually legitimately buying one for my mother for Mother's Day. From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off, plus free shipping for their best selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code KINDAFUNNY at checkout to save. And mom, if you see this before you get your Aura frame for Mother's Day, please act surprised.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
One of my little bullet points here, of course, is favorite memories from the show, but I thought more importantly, your favorite PlayStation game / hardware we covered during the show. Mm. And as if this is the kind of audience we have, I didn't even need to say those bullet points out loud. We already have comments from the Super Chats about that. I appreciate that. I want to go to Triforce's Power, who writes, "Bless being hired is what made me a Kinda Funny best friend. My favorite memory is Greg opening the portal. By the way, I'm also from Ohio. At least we aren't Kansas." That's very true.
That's true.
But it's funny because for me, when I wrote favorite game we covered during the show, I went back and put / hardware so that I could give the portal its flowers. Because I'll tell you motherfuckers right now, I love the PlayStation Portal. When this thing was coming up, this isn't even a bit, but you can do the slow zoom. When this thing was coming up and I said, I'm the remote play guy, remote play every night, I use the backbone, yada, yada, yada. All of that was true. But even when I got the portal, I was like, how much am I really going to I use this thing every fucking night? My wife's been away at a family emergency for a week. I'll go up there, bless, put Ben to sleep. I'm exhausted. I'm like, you know what? I'll take a shower. I'll come into bed. I'll get cozy, play Moon Glow Bay on it. I'm like, this is the fucking life right now. This is the fucking life. Hell PlayStation Portal, I love you.
favorite game slash, I mean, hardware, PS5. Like, the PS5 sure. launch was such a fun one for how much there was to talk about and how much there was to cover. I almost wish we could go back and do it again. Just because, like, I mean,
now,
here,
outside of COVID?
Me now, like, having way more experience. Like, gotcha. I feel like I could go back and do so many things so much better. I probably would have played through Demon's Souls. like, you know, I would have loved to, like, give the Miles Morales review another shot. Not that, like, I've spoke my truth and, like, you know, I would, like, I wouldn't change the things I said during the Miles Morales review, but I feel like a 2024 me could have communicated some of those points better.
Sure.
I've not gone back and watched that episode. Maybe it's fine, but, like, I don't know. For some reason, I mean, I think back
to it. I mean, it was a joke we all come back to of how much you hate it. So it's like, clearly, I don't, you don't even hate it. I remember, but I remember we just drove it home somewhere.
Yeah. But, like, there was that. There was, like, talking about Astro's playroom. Yeah. Also, man, being, like, in that first wave of, like, there was a thing you talked about. I forget if it was on a show or if it was in a meeting where you mentioned that, like, one of the things you learned from IGN as far as, like, how to go about coverage was when you have a game for a review, you're the expert until it gets out into people's hands and 100%. Then, like, they become the experts or whatever. And, like, you know, seeing the, like, any little thing that we could say about, like, any unique detail or coverage or anything, seeing how that could catch fire and seeing how, like, oh, shit, there is so much weight in what I'm saying about the PS5 because it's not out there yet and people really, really, really care about this. I remember, like, being referenced in a news story about how you could use your USB C connect, like, headphones to, like, listen to the PlayStation audio, and me being like, no, that's not true, like, I am just wearing an extra pair of headphones and it's not connected. And me being like, no, like, just stop covering me, Giant Bomb. But, like, stuff like that, I just found so fun and found so, like, oh shit, this is really cool. I think for game, though, I think Returnal might have been my favorite game to cover. Yeah, I just loved Returnal so much, and it was so exciting for it being this out of nowhere, like, out of nowhere in the way that it's a big PlayStation thing, right? Like, yeah, I think at the time, it's like, well, it's a Housemarque game, so you can expect something good. But I don't think we were expecting, like, oh, a game of the year contender. This is going to be fucking awesome. And having my, I had a Twitter video of my controller just on my desk with the raindrop sounds, and that went viral. Yeah. I'm like, this is fucking cool, man. I love getting to talk about this.
PlayStation 5 is a great call out, right? Because, again, like, it's ridiculous to think about the fact that we're coming up on a decade of Kind of Funny in January. I've been doing it 9+ years now. I've been doing this for 17 years now. And that PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X, but for this argument, is the only, like, PlayStation console that's launched during Kind of Funny.
Yeah.
Right? That PlayStation 4 was at IGN. PSVR we were 2. Still there. Well, yeah, of course. PSVR 1. But I mean, like, I'm talking like, something people, everyone cared about. Yeah. Where it's like, you know, to make sure we're on the list and do the thing. And then it's during COVID. So, like, you know, being at home and me and Lucy James, like, waiting for the UPS notification to run downstairs to get the thing and then making all this content. And then, like, yeah, like you're talking about, like, trying to take all the things I think a hardcore PlayStation person like myself would care about and make content about that, right? Of, like, dragging my end table in front of the camera to record Powering It On for the first time and looking at trophies
my unboxing,
for the
first time. I had never done an unboxing before. And I was like, as I was doing it, I was like, I don't think this is a good unboxing, but whatever. I'm going to do it anyway. Yeah. And, like, yeah. That was such a fun one. Like, I can't wait for the PlayStation 6, which feels so weird to say, but you know, if by then
PlayStation
we're still,
5 Pro,
I'm sure by then we would have done another refresh and brought back PS I Love You and took it down again. But, like, no matter what, right? Like, I can't wait for whatever that cycle looks like.
Yeah, of course. That next,
like, even if you're like, oh, I've retired by then, like, I hope you come back.
Never, I'll never retire. Don't worry about that. You know, another one, you bring up PlayStation VR 2. Of course, that is another, I think, it's a special moment for me. And again, I know it might be hard for you to wrap your head around because this is your job, but you know how I plan and how I like to be meticulous and how I want these things to be great and have all this stuff. Like, of course, Jen's mom passed away in PlayStation VR 2 coverage land there of a review. So dropping everything and running to Canada, but having it be that you obviously had your hand on the wheel already, Janet being ready to step up, PlayStation being nice enough to send another unit to Janet because ours were obviously here and it was a whole thing of how do I get blah, blah, blah. Like, the fact that I know how great our team is and I know how they rise to every challenge, but when those kind of moments actually happen, the emergency rubber meets the road kind of thing, the fact that we didn't miss a beat and we went with it and it was great. Yeah. And then, while not a PS I Love You specific memory, it's related to PlayStation VR, every so often, I'll still go back and watch that clip where I fall on the PlayStation VR 2 box for fun.
Oh,
and your
was
reaction.
Good.
I was just gonna go down and you put up one hand and then you see the paper towels and you realize I'm fucking faking it and you like start dying.
That was a really good one.
That was a really good. It was a stream for PlayStation VR 2 launch, but it's one of my cherished social media memories to look back at all the time.
Yeah. Also, like, another game, Ratchet and Clank, Rift Apart.
Sure.
I think that, I don't know why that one in particular stands out to me compared to, maybe because it was that the was first like, post PS5 bigger IP
here it is.
Game to come out. Oh, nice moment. Nice finding this clip.
So if yeah, great job, Barry. If
you're, give it away to someone in the chat, all right?
Hell yeah.
All we need you to do, of course, is go in there, put hashtag PlayStation VR 2.
Oh, no!
Oh, no! The only one we had.
Oh, no! I love this. Because this.
No! This was supposed to be a gift.
This is also in the midst of us getting so much shit.
Oh, yeah.
From the PSVR 2 community. Because, like, our review wasn't the super positive, get out and get it kind of review. So, in a weird way, out of all the things I've said on these shows, and I've said a lot that I feel like I should get shit for. A
lot of hours.
Yeah, like I've said, like there's so many things that me recorded, and I'm like, I'll come off a podcast and be like, oh man, I might have went too hard. The PSVR 2 review might have been the worst shit I've ever gotten out of any piece of content. And it was like weeks of people like tweeting at me being like, oh, you fucking hate PSVR 2. And I'm like, I gave it a 3. What do you out of 5? Like, what do you want from me? I don't know. It's okay. But yeah, like you doing that in the midst of all that was so funny to me.
This is just the best.
It's really good.
Mr. Hawks 182 writes in and says, "Do you guys, kind of funny, PS I love you, XCast, want to apologize for inspiring so many people, including my dumb self, to start a podcast? Also, blessing rules." No.
You rule.
Well, of course not. We don't want to apologize for that. I think that's, you know, you look at blessing here and, you know, finding inspiration beyond all those years ago. Like, that's the fun part of this is when somebody finally realizes that, man, I wish I could, wait, I could do that.
Yeah.
I just need to turn my phone around and talk into it with my friend or whatever and like start going and learning and changing all that. That's always awesome.
Yeah. And it's crazy to me to think that, you know, it's the pipeline continues now with, you know, this
people are still starting
podcasts because they're hearing me and you talk. And I'm like, that's crazy because I did the same thing because I heard you and Colin talk and it's wild.
Sky's back. I like this one a lot. My favorite memory was Parasite Eve making the final round of the which PlayStation franchise should be resurrected bracket. I still rewatch that occasionally.
Yeah, that was really good. Yeah,
remember how we kept hyping ourselves up for Parasite Eve?
And if Kojima directs it.
That was the only reason why. They're like, but think about if Kojima brought back Parasite Eve. God.
Two people that have not even touched Parasite Eve. Yeah, like on my bullet points here, I have the the bracket episodes always were bangers.
Always great. That's why they will return. Don't worry.
Yeah, I like the PlayStation Awards at the end of the year. The underrateds. I don't know if you remember that one.
Yeah, no, we did it every year. Yeah.
I know we did. I think one time.
Oh, it was and like, then it evolved into the awards. They might have evolved into the awards, right?
Or something. Yeah. But it was like this was early. This was like when in the previous studio in the first 2 months. And it was the thing if you were like any ideas for the episode and I'm like, what if you did like the most underrated games and you turn that and turn it into the underrateds?
Yeah.
But I was like the first special episode of PSLW, quote unquote, where it's dress up and we're gonna have special actions doing all this stuff.
I love the drinking episodes.
Yeah. Oh,
whatever
my God.
We could drink, you know?
Yeah. I remember being distraught because like one of the early ones during the pandemic where I drank just too much whiskey because I didn't know that whiskey would get me drunk that quickly. And I like read the comments, people were like, Blessing's drunk. And I was like, fuck.
I thought I was hiding it.
But
is that
well.
The same one where you played one of the Souls games or whatever and the hand freaked you out?
No, that was way later.
Okay, just making sure I understood. Citizen Chang writes in and says, PS I Love You XOXO was my intro to Kinda Funny during COVID leading up to the PS5 launch. Have loved the conversations and look forward to the evolution. Thanks. Thank you. Don't worry about it. Noble is here and says, PS, I miss you, XOXO. Thanks for everything. You don't miss us for long. We'll be back with this beautiful PlayStation set anytime we're talking about PlayStation, which will be often. And I've also seen people worrying about the awesome PS I Love You intro, the awesome XCast intro. Again, we're going to play fast and loose with that. We're going to play with those when we do the exclusive episodes, I bet. Or not exclusive episodes, but PlayStation specific XCast.
Xbox specific.
Thank you so much. And of course, I didn't say it yet. If you're like, ah, man, I wish I could follow you, but 5 days of Gamescast is too much content, we are planning on keeping PS I Love You and XCast podcast feeds active. So if it is, we're reviewing Naughty Dog's next exclusive or whatever, that would be served as a PS I Love You on the podcast feed, as well as Gamescast. So you could stay over there and be fine.
Nice.
One over here. Ooh, Rocksteady Nitty's got a great question. Would you rather fight a Shuhei-sized PlayStation or a PlayStation-sized Shuhei?
Wait. A PlayStation-sized Shuhei.
So a PS5 we're going to go off of.
Oh, that's big.
So Shuhei is big as a PlayStation 5, or a PlayStation 5 is big as Shuhei. You got to go with the PlayStation 5. Just beat the shit out of this inanimate object.
Yeah, PlayStation 5 is big as Shuhei. Might still be a but smaller scenario, PlayStation 5.
Is it like an alive PlayStation 5 that's coming after you? And no, how it's much a PlayStation 5. Time?
Just a straight PlayStation 5.
I feel like I could take out a PlayStation 5. If it was a PS3, I'm not fighting a PS3.
PS3 fat.
Like the OG, yeah. OG yeah, PS3, yeah. I'm not fighting that thing.
You can't get that. Nobody could get by that. Nobody could ever get
PS4,
by that.
PS4, I'll take out a PS4 also. Just so I can kick through it.
Sharp edges. Think about the PS4
it does
Pro.
Have sharp edges, you're yeah. right. But if I get to the side of it, it's over.
It stabs you in the eye, though, with one of its edges.
You're going to have to get that angle.
We're winding down here, so this is your final chat for Super Chats. One of the things we originally joked around about with this one was like, maybe we do a time capsule episode where we go through and what do you want, hopes and dreams, yada, yada. I had forgotten that we did that. Did you remember we did that?
Oh, yeah, we did. I do
PlayStation
remember.
5, I 7 years later, PS I Love You, XOXO, episode 71. We're burying a PlayStation 5 time capsule. Join Greg and Blessing as they make this podcast packed with questions, dreams, and hopes for where the PlayStation's at on May 25th, 2028.
Oh, we're creeping up on it.
Closer than you think.
Yeah, actually, closer. That's too close for comfort.
Yeah.
Like, I can't wait to open that up.
It's funny because I ran into it in the headlines when I was looking through. I was like, oh, I got to go put it on the calendar. And I went tab all the way to 2020. It was already there.
Damn.
Like, God, we're good.
I mean, because of that, I did write some hopes, though.
Okay.
I want a Dark Cloud revival. Give me Dark Cloud.
Yeah.
Where the fuck is Dark Cloud? Bring back Japan Studio Energy is also what I put down. You know, I kind of miss like that Japan studio side of things. I mentioned during my Stellar Blade review that like Stellar Blade feels like a game that would come out from Japan studio or like through Japan studio.
Yeah.
I don't know. I want more weird shit. I want more smaller shit.
For sure. It would be on my list. And I think again, one of my reasons of like, cool, the Gamescast makes sense is just like, it's so few and far between that there's like a big shaking thing happening at PlayStation right now. And that'll change, I know, blah, blah, blah. But even when it does come back and the first parties are firing and yada, 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 I still think it won't be so crazy as it was in Beyond PS3, where it was that fucking here's Last Guy and here's this crazy thing and that's happening in this studio. And like, there was just like, da, 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 da. Like PlayStation is slimmed down so much to what they are that in Xbox to a degree as well, right? Where it's like, even when the dominoes we always talk about start to fall, you cover that giant flare up at SGF in the summer, right? And then you come back to center of what the games industry is.
And then the other one I have here is more new IPs. Kind of goes in line with the other couple. But like, yeah, I want to see more of that like Returnal style. Hey, let's find a studio that has a lot of potential and give them the budget, give them the power, and let them make something new and fresh. And Returnal's like everything I wanted out of a PlayStation first party. I wrote down hopes and fears. And the fears that
I mean, the fear, I think, is simple, right? Is that they don't go back to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Again, like to talk about PlayStation 3 into PlayStation 4, PlayStation had this identity and energy. And I think this might actually be a better way to put it than you were talking about of like them being the same, right? I think PlayStation just, its identity has been eroded or changed and it's gone to being such a, it's PlayStation. They have the first parties and they make those big games. And since there's none of those big games right now, it's just quiet on the Western front thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas it used to be PlayStation was Adam and Shu sharing the thing. It was Jack Trenton, you know, fucking grinning like an idiot up there, being hilarious. It was these crazy in PS3. It was exclusive every month. It was all these different things.
Yeah.
Whereas now it's like, all right, cool. It's the box I play a lot of my games on and stuff. Like, I'm happy with that box. I love my trophies and stuff like that. But
yeah. You don't have those faces anymore as well, you know? Like you mentioned, you know, shoes, like Adam and Shu, you don't see as, I guess Adam doesn't work.
Adam doesn't work. There's a reason we don't see Adam Boys anymore. Yeah,
like in Shu, you don't see as much. And yeah, I don't know. Like, I the fear I have is kind of connected to that, but the games of service stuff, you know, I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that implode in a way that is catastrophic.
Sure.
That's the fear. I feel like it's going to implode in a way, or maybe they just like,
I mean,
hey,
look at Helldivers.
Yeah, I mean, Helldivers is killing it.
But again, one of the crazy things, right, as we were talking about yesterday, NPD, or, well, Circana numbers right now, right? Helldivers, top seven highest grossing PlayStation games of all time.
Yeah.
However, you remove the PC sales, and it wouldn't even be in the top 20.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, so again, I would imagine more PC PlayStation titles, right? Day and date.
Another fear is PlayStation becoming even more premium and expensive. You know, that's been like a big thing this generation of games being $70 and all this stuff, right? And it's on one hand, I'm like, well, games are expensive to make. Like, I'm sure $70 is probably the only way to like change it to keep this stuff somewhat sustainable. But like one of the things this generation that we've gotten between PSVR 2 and Portal and the new headphones and like all this stuff. And I like a lot. I like most of the stuff.
Hell yeah, you do.
But it almost feels like PlayStation is serving, hey, we're going to make like fucking premium. You got hundreds of bucks to spend. Like,
yeah,
we're gonna
serve
you.
Yeah.
I'd love to see more of like that wealth get spread around. Like more like, do we, and I was, you're going to disagree with this, but I'm like, do we need a PlayStation Portal, or could we like make a peripheral that might speak to more people? Like, could we like maybe bring it down a little bit?
What's the peripheral that would speak to more people?
I don't know. But like, I feel like,
first off, do you need a PlayStation Portal? Of course not.
Yeah.
Of course you don't. My backbone and my phone were working just fine. But this is way sexier, and I like it.
I guess
so here's
the
money.
Comparison I would make would be Xbox Design Labs. And like, I feel like on the Xbox side, you get a lot of accessories that feel a bit more like, ah, shit, like this is kind of, like, I feel like more people are interested and they're more excited for more people. Whereas like PlayStation Portal, if you're speaking to a very narrow amount of people who are like, Greg Miller's going to show up for this thing.
Ah, we did.
I don't know. I guess I just want to see more from the accessories.
Go back to Vita Island, people are saying. Come on, get another handheld out there, but just make it a PlayStation 5 handheld. You know what I mean?
All that too. Yeah, maybe Vita 2.
Final super chat before I close it down comes from Galaxy Lore. My favorite memory, everybody's face when Jim Ryan came on screen during the 2023 showcase and said they were showing their final game. Meme worthy. When we were talking about the PlayStation showcase, that it was like, what?
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck is this? This is how it's going to be? I digress. ladies and gentlemen, many of you have been with me a very, very long time, and I have good news for you. Next week on the Kinda Funny Gamescast, it's your chance to take me to task. On Tuesday, we're doing a Gamescast called Why We're Changing the Kinda Funny Review Scale, where we will debate a new review scale and come up with it alongside you. Then, on Wednesday, the Gamescast is going to be looking back at Greg Miller's worst gaming takes. Now, you've followed me a long time. You've heard me say a lot of different things about a lot of different games. This is your chance to air your grievances, okay? This is your chance to air your grievances. You can call in 573-203-5374. Again, that's 573-203-5374. You leave up to a 60-second message. If you go over, I'll delete it. It'll be gone. I'm going to go through and make all these voicemails, hand them over to Barrett for that there Kinda Funny Gamescast to see in my 17-year career what I've gotten wrong, which isn't much. Honestly, there's the obvious one. Mm-hmm. Should have given Peace Walker a 10. My biggest regret. You played it. You loved it.
I mean, yeah, but I never finished it.
That's because that's a you problem.
Yeah, or like, or it's not as entertaining as the other Metal Gears, you know?
Not true. It's better.
Like Metal Gear Solid 4, I couldn't put it down.
Better.
Metal Gear Solid 3, couldn't put it down.
Do you regret that more than giving Spider-Man Web of Shadows a 5.3 out of 10?
Again.
I feel like this might be a flawed concept of a Gamescast, because I feel like Greg Miller is not going to, he's not going to like hear any of these and go, yeah, I was wrong. I feel like you're going to double down on every single one of these opinions.
You know what? We all know Web of Shadows is a sticking point. I'm happy to tell you that next week, Wednesday, after the airing of grievances, you send to 573-203-5374 when you call and leave voicemail. We are streaming Web of Shadows.
Yeah, we are.
My first time playing it since I reviewed it. We'll see if I was right on the money or wrong.
I'll be the one that's right.
What would you have given it?
I don't know. I was in high school.
All right, then shut your fucking face.
Now, an 8 out of 10. Great. Remember where you could have battles on the side of buildings?
Yeah, you already talked about that when I read the box to you.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Kinda Funny Gamescast. Each and every weekday, we get together to talk about the biggest reviews, previews, and topics in video game live. This is Games live on YouTube, Twitch, and podcast services around the globe. If you love what we do, please support us with the Kinda Funny membership on Patreon or YouTube to get all of our shows ad-free, watch us record them live, and get a daily exclusive show. If you enjoyed this, I think you're going to enjoy our next thing live here. It's going to be a sponsored hour of Pac-Man, Mega Tunnel, Battle Chomp, Champs, followed by the continuation of Nick's Pokemon Nuzlocke stream. Of course, you can catch that Kinda Funny Games Daily, youtube.com/Kinda Funny Games. Of course, on Twitch if you're watching live, podcast services later. And of course, thank you for all of your support for PS I Love You XOXO. Blessing, it's been my pleasure to serve with you.
You too.
Until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.